Some have heard our cry. We need more. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmas. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of all listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mary Talko, and we're going to be talking about vaccines. Now, of course, some people will tell you vaccines don't do anything at all. No disease has ever been stopped by vaccines. And I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that the doing away with the smallpox epidemic is really amazing. I think doing away with polio. And when I was growing up, we had polio. But when I was practicing orthopedics, we didn't see it because, of course, of the vaccination. And it really was amazing to do away with this disease. But at what cost? And what they don't tell you is that basically one of the polio vaccines had a cancer virus in it, and millions of people certainly carry that virus today, and probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions, have died of the cancer that they got from that polio vaccine. You're never going to hear these sorts of things discussed. Certainly, we don't see the epidemics of measles sweeping across our country as we did at one time. Oh, but then, of course, we have all sorts of other diseases that are associated with the vaccines. And the question is, if you take the risk-benefit ratio and look at the risk and then you look at the benefit, why, of course, are we justified in using the vaccines? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, your doctor doesn't know the things you're going to hear tonight. Your doctor would never give you anything intentionally to hurt you. It's just that he is a victim of the medical establishment, which has been taken over by people who have a different agenda. And there really are people out there who believe in population control, and there really are people out there who want to drastically limit the number of people in the world. And if you look at the longevity in America compared with other countries, we're about 36. We're way behind a lot of other countries as far as the length of life people live, and yet we spend more money on medicine. A lot of this is actually, in many ways, doing more harm than good. Mary Talko, you pick up the story. How did you get involved and interested in vaccines? And what do you think about vaccines?
Well, Dr. Stan, first I want to thank you so much for having me on your show once again. I began looking at vaccinations over 33 years ago before I had my first child. I was learning a lot about natural immunity as my husband was in chiropractic college. And, you know, many chiropractors learn about health from a more natural point of view. And so the debate about vaccinations was brought up. And as I listened to the different discussions, I began to research. And what I discovered back then was, number one, that the whole theory of vaccine was based on outdated science from the early 1900s. And number two, that they really didn't have any idea what the consequences would be of injecting foreign protein and byproducts that are called adjuvants. You know, they didn't know the long-term effect of what that would be on the human body. And then, of course, Dr. Stan, they discovered in about the mid-60s, 1970s, that one vaccine doesn't protect. And so they began to duplicate and do what we call boosters for children, so that they weren't just getting one vaccine. They were getting multiple vaccines, and I saw that was a huge problem because they were also getting multiple toxins as they got those injections.
And people never stop and realize that there is mercury in many of the vaccines. There's aluminum in many of the vaccines. Now, there are other things in the vaccines which are frankly toxic, and they don't need to be there. So if they don't need to be there, why are they there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as hot as it may seem, there really are people who have a different worldview, and if you haven't heard of sort of a 4-CD set on population control, or something, or some of my talks on going into the background of what's going on today, my talks on population control are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, or simply go up on the internet and look up the Georgia Guidestones, the Georgia Guidestones.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I thought we'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mary was simply talking about, certainly, there in Michigan, back in the 1990s, why they wanted to make the vaccines mandatory, and she got involved at the time, and they testified, and they were actually able to defeat the legislation which would have made, certainly, vaccination mandatory. And so, to this date, why, certainly, there are exemptions for children, certainly, as far as taking vaccines. Now, what she brought out is, if you look at vaccines, look at the children have been vaccinated, a much higher incidence of asthma in the children who have been vaccinated. Why? Because you've altered their immune system with a vaccination. And basically, of course, these children are much more prone to all sorts of rashes and autoimmune diseases, asthma, of course, disabling, but much higher in the children who are vaccinated than the children who aren't vaccinated. And then there's the toxicity from the various things in the vaccines, the chemicals and certainly the metals there. there, which you need to chelate to get rid of. You never, I mean, there's no safe dose of mercury. So why do they put it in the vaccines? There's no safe dose of aluminum. Why do they put it in the vaccines? And so many of the other things in the vaccines. But the problem is that so many people are so trusting. They do not understand that you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer if your child dies as a direct result of the vaccine. It can be proven. And you can't sue the manufacturer. Why? Because the vaccine manufacturers put pressure on legislatures all across America to give them an exemption. Anybody else who kills a child is going to be held responsible, but not if they're a vaccine manufacturer. And they use the threat, well, we're not going to create vaccines unless, of course, you give us an exemption. We cannot be held responsible for anything we do. And the average person has no idea. I think they'd think a second time if they realize that the vaccine manufacturers don't trust their products. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But Mary's been on the front lines of this battle for many years, trying to get people to understand the complications that come when you take the vaccines, and in many ways that children who do not take the vaccines are healthier. Yes, occasionally they will get an unusual disease. There is a risk-benefit ratio. But if you look at the risk and you look at the benefit, an awful lot of children would be better without the vaccines. There might be one or two you might even consider giving your children, but the vast majority of them, especially as they're giving more and more, and the more they give, the more problems there are. When we didn't have a lot of vaccines, we didn't have very many problems. But as they've increased the number of vaccines, and I think not before long, by the time your child is certainly 6 or 8 years of age, they're going to have had 44 or 46 different vaccine shots, and awful lot of them are going to pay a terrible price for it. Go right ahead, Mary.
Well, I think, you know, you hit it on the nose in that the unvaccinated children do not have the chronic illness that is now so rampant in the vaccinated children. And you're right. There will be some children who get these infectious illnesses, whether they're vaccinated or not, because some children are just born more susceptible or more sensitive to their environment, or their immune system isn't as mature or as efficient. And so some children, regardless of whether they get vaccinated or not, will get ill with infectious illnesses. But you know, Dr. Stan, there's a whole other, I guess, philosophy out there. And that is that when you allow your children to get an infectious illness and their body responds appropriately and their immune system gets involved in combat, they will eventually develop long-term immunity to those infectious illnesses and be healthier as adults. It has been proven that when you allow a child to get exposed naturally, the way nature intended it, through the mouth, the nose, and the lungs, their body is set up to filter these things out through the immune system, and eventually it will respond in the way of a fever. It might be runny noses, it might be swollen glands or diarrhea, or even throwing up, vomiting, because the body is filtering out what doesn't need to be there. And in the process of doing this, it becomes strengthened. And every time a child gets over a cold or a flu or a stomach bug or whatever they're responding to, they end up being healthier and stronger every time. And see, we've been taught by this allopathic medical mafia that infectious illnesses are sickness. But when you think about it, if you or I ate some bad food in the restaurant and we had to throw up afterwards, that would be a good thing because our body is getting rid of something that is not good for it, right?
Go right ahead.
But if you didn't throw up, you might end up dying from whatever you ate, you know, if it had, you know, botulism or some other form of poison. So my point is children, when they're putting things in their mouth all day and learning about the environment around them, their body is going to respond by running fevers, having swollen glands. A body rash is the way the body filters things through its immune system and kicks it out through the skin. So it's very common for children between the ages of 3 months and 6 to 7 years of age to have you know, reoccurring fevers or swollen glands or running noses. And then it seems like almost magically, around the age of 7 or 8, children stop running those fevers and they stop responding to their environment in such a acute way. And they are then able to just go on through life only running fevers when they've been exposed to something new. And this is what we call long-term immune development. And I think when parents get that, when they realize that nature did not make any mistakes, and that as children get exposed to foreign things, whether it be spores, fungus, mold, mildew, viruses, bacteria, dust particles, and foods that they've never had before, their body will respond very differently depending upon how it reacts in the body, and they could have fevers and runny noses and diarrhea. But as they work through these things in the human body, they get stronger, and before you know it, they have long-term immunity and a really good, the Ph2 arm of the immune system is strengthened, and they are healthier as adults.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But remember, certainly the body was designed to respond to infections, and certainly there's certain infections that you get through the gastrointestinal tract, and the body is designed to take care of those. There's others you get certainly by perhaps through the nasopharynx. But basically, so many of the vaccines now, instead of getting them orally or through the nasopharynx, they're getting them by shots. So the whole process of dealing with this infection is altered. And when you start changing the way that our body is developed, you know, to deal with infection, why you change the immune response. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's because we've changed the immune response of the body of the child why, of course, we have so much illness among our children. Let's go to Debbie calling from Michigan. Hi, Debbie. You have a question or comment?
Yes. My son was fortunate that when he was growing up, he had no childhood diseases except the cold and occasional earache. But all these things that we're supposed to be vaccinated for, he didn't have them. And the reason why was after he had his MMR shot, he became extremely ill and almost died. And the doctor admitted it was from the vaccine. So I said no more. And all I had to do at school was just write a little note, say he's not going to have one and sign it. He didn't have any more and never got sick again.
Well, Debbie, of course, one reason why you were able to do that was because Mary, back in the 1990s, was on the front lines to make sure that they did not pass legislation there in Michigan that would have mandated it with no way out. And certainly you're very fortunate that you didn't have to give your child any more vaccines.
Thanks to her, and I am very thankful.
Debbie, I want to encourage you to join Michigan opposing mandatory vaccines. We're still very active in the state. And currently, there is a push in the state of Michigan and 42 other states to make it more difficult for your children to get into the school systems without vaccine. So I encourage anybody out there, you know, most every state now, Dr. Stan, has some form of vaccine advocacy group who are looking out for the rights of parents. And I encourage you to find one in your state and support them. Because if these laws get passed, they will make it more difficult for your children to get into school without vaccination. And my fear is that eventually everyone will be like California and North Carolina. Currently in those states, the parents were not paying attention. They passed legislation now where if a child is 12 years of age in school, the school has the authority to take that child and give them any vaccination or any medical treatment they want without parental consent or knowledge. And this is what's going on in California and North Carolina. And if we do not, as parents, start standing up and getting involved on a local level, this will happen across the country because Big Pharma pretty much has their hand in everything in government and are determined to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated because, like Dr. Stan said, even if your child dies after getting a vaccination, they suffer no consequences. You cannot sue them. They are completely shielded from all liability, which I feel is criminal activity.
And the thing is that the average individual doesn't know that. Why? Because the media is rigidly controlled in America. And the doctors doesn't know. The doctors don't understand. The doctors mean well. But you have to understand that there's a coordinated little group. They know exactly what they're doing, and they work within the medical profession. And suddenly they get their people into key positions and organize medicine. And they permeate every aspect of our society, sort of like parasites. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Could this really be going on? Would they really be doing something to hurt our children? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you repeat that?
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Mary Tocco. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, certainly about the vaccinations, the routine childhood vaccinations, and now, of course, they have all sorts of vaccinations for older people. You know, I go to see my doctor. He wants me to take a shot for pneumonia. I say no, and he looks at me a little strangely, but he's known me for a long time, and he knows that I'm not going to change my position just because so many people are taking it. Of course, they want to give you a shot, certainly, for flu. When the influenza season comes around, the last thing you want to take is a shot for flu. Look at the statistics on it and see. You find it does very little good, and it does a tremendous amount of harm in certain groups of people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, Mary actually says that she has the impression that more and more people are becoming aware of what's going on. And you see, she says that she's at least through her various websites and through her Facebook and the others, she really believes that she's reached millions of people. Would you like to tell people how they can get to your website, Mary, how they can get to your Facebook site and get your information and your research?
Absolutely. My website is childhoodshots.com.
One more time.
And on childhoodshots.com. And they can also put marytocco.com. That's MaryTocco.com. And it will take you to my website, childhoodshots.com. And on the front page, Dr. Stan, I actually have a influenza report showing how the influenza vaccination is not only full of mercury, but it is also causing people to be sick and has been proven to not even be effective. And that report is available right on my first page. People can scroll down and they can open it up and they can read it and copy it and share it with their friends and family.
So which vaccine are you specifically speaking of?
Well, all five of the vaccines this year.
You're talking about the influenza vaccine.
Yes, okay. All five of the influenza vaccines this year contain 25 micrograms of mercury, and that's a lot of mercury. And so people need to be aware of this because I have met more people face-to-face this year than ever who said they got the vaccination because of pressure or because they were afraid that they were going to get the flu and were sicker than ever. And so many people have told me that they'll never take it again because they've never been so sick in their life after taking that vaccination. And so the influenza vaccine is very controversial. Right now, 46% of all hospital workers wanted to avoid the vaccine because they believe the vaccine will give them the flu. And this was published in the School of Public Health. And it was a study called Increased Risk of Non-Influenza Respiratory Virus Infection Associated with the Inactivated Influenza Vaccine. And their conclusion, after studying, and this was just released this year, after studying people who got the vaccination, they say that they are four times more at risk of respiratory infection after getting the vaccine. And
where is that article? Because that's an article that would be very important. You're saying that after you take the vaccine, you're four times the chance you're going to get a respiratory infection?
Yes. In fact, just Google published in School of Public Health and then the increased risk of non-influenza respiratory virus infection associated with the inactivated influenza vaccine, and you'll pull the study right up. And they're also finding that the pandemic vaccination given to children is causing narcolepsy. Stanford University sleep disorder specialist Emmanuel Mignot said, quote, "There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that pandemics increase the occurrence of narcolepsy onset in children in some countries and probably in most countries." And he goes on to say about 30 million people received the vaccine and a link between the sleep disorder and pandemics has been under investigation since 2010. And yet they still keep giving it to the children.
And you know, really what's just tragic, you know, suddenly in one of our local hospitals, why suddenly, well, the people didn't have to take the vaccine, but you had to wear a mask. You know, you worked in the hospital, they had to wear a mask if you didn't take the vaccine. And basically, of course, then most people, they don't want to, even if you're a nurse, if you're working in the laboratory, wherever you're working, you don't want to have to wear a vaccine, wear a mask, so you go ahead and take the vaccine. But of course, suddenly, as I talked to some of the people, suddenly who didn't take the vaccines, they said, you know, all the people who take the vaccines are getting sick, and we didn't take the vaccines, we're not getting sick. But basically, we're all being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. The hospitals are being manipulated, the administrators are being manipulated, and we are. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds
gather. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people worry that miracle really is a miracle. Miracle Seed products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This evening is Mary Taco. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Mary was just saying that suddenly there's a great deal of evidence to suggest that the Gulf War illness that plagued, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of servicemen during the first Gulf War, but the Gulf War illness was related to large numbers of vaccines, many of them experimental, that were given to our military forces who went into Iraq. And suddenly Mary said that she had actually heard a physician speaking at a conference, talking about the relationship between vaccines and Gulf War illness. But this is the sort of thing that's blacked out by the media, because the media is controlled. The media is tightly controlled to keep the American people from realizing that they are experimenting with our servicemen, they're experimenting with our children, they're experimenting certainly with our whole society. And we are far more ill here in relationship to the diseases that come from vaccines and the allergic reaction that come from vaccines than in other countries, we as a whole, as a nation. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Cindy Mary tells us that she's getting responses from people all over the world who are concerned about vaccines, and she thinks that there are more and more people out there, not only certainly the general population, but even within the medical profession, who are increasingly concerned. But when you're in the medical profession and you speak out against vaccines, well, you're looked upon, well, of course, they can make your life rather miserable. Have you run into people who have encountered that, Mary?
Absolutely. It's amazing how many nurses and even, you know, medical physicians who are starting to become concerned about the number of vaccines that we give our children and are questioning them. But unfortunately, Dr. Stan, it's very hard for them because they are forced into getting vaccines. I have nurses that might attend my lectures as I speak around the country, and they come out of curiosity. By the time they've listened to me present nothing but medical documentation after 3 to 4 hours, they come up to me feeling very discouraged because they might say something like, you know, I work in a pediatrician office and my job is calling the moms and dads and telling them they need to get their children in for their vaccines. And she said, and some people I literally have harassed into the office. And now I realize that by doing so, I could have been harming some of those kids because the parents, even when the parents come into the doctor's office and they act concerned, we're not allowed to tolerate it. We have to tell them that there's nothing to be concerned about. And she said, and now I feel very bad because I have to go back to work Monday and do my job. And now I'm very, very concerned because I see that there are a lot of problems with vaccination. So this is a huge problem for the medical people. Dr. Stan, are you there?
Yes, I had to push the button again, but I look back on my years of medicine, and suddenly there were some things I did. Looking back on them, I wish I hadn't, but we had no knowledge, and the average doctor doesn't know this, and the average doctor is really so busy, he doesn't have time to read the literature. The literature is there. The medical literature is there. The medical studies, valid studies that show the complications from vaccination, but you will never hear this utilized at medical conferences, at least medical conferences that I attend, because, of course, there is a rigid control over what the doctors are allowed to read and hear and see at conferences. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Mary Tocco. We're talking about the dangers of vaccinations, and so we have an excellent 4-CD set on vaccinations. We actually have several excellent books on vaccination, and they're available by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. I certainly recommend our 4-CD sets on vaccines. I certainly recommend the books we carry on vaccines. You need to get the information. You need to get this out, and you need to get it to your doctor. And he may not be able to do anything about it, but at least he needs to know what is going on. And hopefully when enough doctors understand, they will realize that certainly their medical organizations have been taken over. After all, if you want to control medicine, you don't get people to be doctors. You get them to be in key positions in medical organizations. Certainly you put them into key positions in corporations. Basically, if you want to control things, why you get people working in government in key positions and insisting that this isn't necessary. So our legislatures don't know, our doctors don't know, but at least the people who listen to programs like this and to Mary and others, I do know what's going on. And let's go to John. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
And you're calling from Spokane?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, one of both, I think. I'll start with the question. I missed the first part of the show, so I hope I'm not going over ground that's already been covered, but did Mary mention approximately how many vaccines that are being recommended in number for young children under a certain age. Is there a figure that she can give on that?
Did you get the question, Mary?
Yes, I did. He wanted to know how many vaccines are now recommended for children under certain ages. Yep. We know now that they are recommending approximately 38 vaccinations by the time a child is 2. And by the time they're 16, 17 years of age, it's up to 60, in the 60s. And the biggest problem is that these are multi-vial vaccines that contain heavy metals and other toxins. And so, and I can give you some pretty scary statistics about aluminum levels. I know that, you know, many people don't realize that vaccinations contain adjuvants. Adjuvants are designed to stimulate the immune system and cause an ongoing reaction in the body so that less vaccine is needed. All vaccines are full of adjuvants, and some of the most commonly used adjuvants are alum, aluminum hydroxide, aluminum phosphate, calcium phosphate. Others are oil emulsion products like from bacteria, endotoxins, cholesterol, fatty acids, paraffinic and vegetable oils. We know that there's a huge problem right now with peanut allergies. I believe it is most likely due to the fact that we're using an adjuvant called Adjuvant 65, which is a derivative of peanut oil. It is found in many of the childhood vaccinations. And what we're doing is we're injecting it into the muscle, the tissue, and many times it gets picked up in the blood system. The body attacks it because it doesn't belong there, and the child ends up responding in a hyperimmune reaction when they do get the peanut butter. So we're starting to see all kinds of allergies and problems with some of the adjuvants and vaccines. But I wanted to highlight the aluminum, because when they were under pressure to reduce the mercury, a form of mercury called thimerosal in the vaccine, back in the year 2003, they reduced it, but they had to increase something in the adjuvants, and so they decided to increase the aluminum. And basically, the only study ever done to determine what a safe level of aluminum for an infant is referred to the Aspen study. And that's the American Society for Parenteral Nutrition and Enteral Nutrition. And this would be the nutrition that babies get via IV when they're born prematurely in the hospital, which Dr. Stan, I did not even know it contained aluminum until I read this study. But according to that study, they said anything over 20 micrograms of aluminum for an infant can be dangerous. And they went on to say that aluminum can build up to toxic levels in the blood. It can also cause decreased kidney function. Infants have decreased kidney function and therefore are at higher risk from the toxicity of aluminum. And they also showed that children who got high levels of aluminum by the time they were 18 months showed neurological and mental developmental problems. And what Dr. Sears discovered in his book, he wrote a book about vaccinations, he said that his instinct was to assume that the aluminum was studied and researched, and that the studies have not been done on healthy infants to determine their ability to excrete aluminum. So then when we look at the amount of aluminum that is in the vaccines, it's absolutely, to me, it's criminal. Because they say anything over 20 micrograms could be toxic for the infant.
Well, how much is there in the vaccines they're getting?
Well, the hepatitis B vaccine given day one in a hospital has 250 micrograms.
All right, fine. So it's 10 times. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, people said, there must be a mistake. They wouldn't do that. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there, as horrible as it may seem, that want to hurt children. People say, that could not be. Well, that may not be for the average rational human being. But we're not dealing with people who are rational human beings. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. And then you need to go up on the internet and look up the Georgia Guidestones. They're not theoretical. They're not imaginary. They're very, very real. I've been there. I've written about them. You can see the pictures on my website. But go there, suddenly go up on the internet, look up the Georgia Guidestones, and ask yourself, how could this possibly have happened in America and nobody ever talks about it? And it's simply because, of course, the media is rigidly controlled and most people have no idea what's going on. Now, did you have another question or comment, Sean?
Well, yes, I wanted to sort of throw out a hypothesis. And other people might want to think about it if they agree. I listened to Dr. Blaylock, too, and this idea sort of came to me that basically what I think may be going on is that so many vaccines, as Mary has said, 38 to 60 at a young age, is overwhelming the immune system of the child. And I think it's probably inducing vaccine-caused encephalopathy and is probably producing autism in children. And the pharmaceutical industry has found a way, kind of a get-out-of-jail-card-free path by lobbying the government. And so if a child is injured, I believe there's a way to obtain a settlement through arbitration.
Yes, but you have to have a lawyer and you have to go to arbitration, and you cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers.
Yes.
And believe me, the government will spend a fabulous amount of money fighting you in many instances, so you won't get any sort of a settlement at all. Anything else, John?
I just want to say that the adjuvants that they use are highly suspect. And if you follow the money, not only the money that pharmaceutical companies make by pressuring so many vaccines at a young age, but the money that they save by using adjuvants, they don't need as much of the actual vaccine material itself.
But John, did you ever stop and think that maybe there really are people who want to hurt children? There really are people who have a different view. There are people really who have a different attitude towards what's going on in the world. There really are evil people out there.
Well, certainly, and I wanted to add an analogy. In wartime, when armies go against one another, it is often said that it is better to wound the other side soldiers than to kill them, because oftentimes it takes a couple of guys to carry a wounded soldier out, and then they have to put a lot of money and time into trying to bring that soldier back to health. And it could be that if we follow the money trail even further, buildup of aluminum, for example, mercury. Some people find that that may be connected to Alzheimer's in older people, and they're pushing a lot of flu shots on older people.
Okay, fine. I think you're right. We're going to have to let you go. But before you go, Mary, how would you respond to what John is saying?
Well, I totally agree. I have so much research about aluminum causing Alzheimer's and dementia and other problems. But I wanted to also add that by the time a child is fully vaccinated, at the age of 18 months, they will have received 4,925 micrograms of aluminum. Imagine that, Dr. Stan. The first 18 months of life, and they have been injected with almost 5,000 micrograms of aluminum when 20 micrograms can injure an infant. So I do believe that this is about keeping people sick. In fact, we are now seeing, and the Journal of Autoimmunity wrote an article July 15, 2010, saying we now have a new syndrome, ASIA. It's called autoimmune syndrome induced by adjuvants. They know that the adjuvants and vaccines are causing problems, but the money is rolling, and it's a shame that many of the good-intended physicians out there do not have this information and are not seeing it, because they continue to give these vaccinations. They continue to tell people they're safe. They continue to say that they're protecting their children, when in fact, I believe that they are causing more harm to children than they could ever be causing any good.
And you said that there were 5,000 micrograms of aluminum by the time it was 18 months of age?
Yes, sir.
5,000 right. And anything over 20 is toxic. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else, John? Before we let you go.
No, I think you are both on the right track on this, and I hope a lot of medical people are listening.
Well, I don't know, but see, when you're in the medical system and you try to fight the medical system, you get into all sorts of problems. But what we need is for our listeners out there to get the information, even to get a copy of this talk, this program tonight, and get it to their doctor so they can hear it and understand. And all we can do is try to reach the doctors one at a time, because we're never going to get a program like this on at a major medical meeting. You may get it on a vaccine meeting, but not a regular medical meeting. God
Dr.
bless.
Ken, if I might add one more thought.
Sure, go ahead.
We've already talked about how dangerous it is to have so many vaccines in such a short period of time on children whose immune systems are still not fully developed. But if someone is able to make a case that vaccines are beneficial, and I still think it's a good idea to allow parents to make the ultimate decision, but if vaccines are proven to be effective from time to time, then I think we should, a law should be passed of some sort, some procedure should be put in place that a vaccine may only be given once, and then no more vaccines for either 6 months or 1 year. In other words, there has to be a spacing between the vaccines so that you can give one vaccine in a period of, I would prefer 1 year, and then another, and you can see how the money would tend to go down. The pharmaceutical industries would fight that, but I think there would be a greater chance for health using that.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. That's John calling from Spokane. We've got Charlie calling from Cincinnati, and we'll get to Charlie here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Are we on?
Hold on just a moment, Charlie.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Okay, just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest again is Mary Toko. And certainly look her up on the internet at T-O-C-C-O, T-O-C-C-O, Mary Toko. God bless you, Mary. Appreciate everything you do. We got to get you on the other outlets. And as you know, we do three different networks every day, or four or five different networks, but we do three different audiences every day. Under any circumstances, thank you for everything you do, and we'll be in touch real soon, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and as always, thank you for having me on. God bless you, too.
Hey, bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's Mary Toko. And basically, we have a 4-CD set on vaccines. We have a couple of books on vaccines. We actually carry, certainly, Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It has a section on vaccines. You need to get this information. You need to read it. You need to study it. You need to get it to your doctor. You need to get it to your neighbors. You need to get it to your children. You need to get it to your parents. You need to get this information out because we're poisoning our children. And basically, there really is a diabolical aspect behind this. And we have a 4-CD set on population control. And then we have my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And you really can't understand what is going on today unless you understand the agenda for the 21st century, Agenda 21. And then, of course, you need to understand that there are diabolical forces at work in the world today. I certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. So basically, that'll be enough for you today, tonight, the 4-CD set on vaccines, certainly the books on vaccines, Dr. Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you must understand, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a 4-CD set on population control. People find it difficult to believe that anybody would want to kill off large numbers of people. And yet, if you go to my website, PrejudiceLiberty.com, there's a section there on the Georgia Guidestones. They're not imaginary. I've been there. I've touched them. In fact, I was one of the first people ever to write about them. And a lot of people picked it up afterwards. But you need to go. If you don't go, at least understand there really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. And the comment would be, who in their right mind would want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world? But then who in their right mind would finance the Nazis during the Second World War when they were killing the Jews? And not only the Jews, but certainly an awful lot of other people, certainly. They killed twice as many of the civilians there, about 12 million people, in addition to the 6 million Jews. And basically, if you doubt that the Holocaust is real, I actually talked to John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. He had the opportunity to go through all of the government archives there that nobody else had seen. And I said to him, suddenly on one of our radio programs, John, did they really kill 6 million Jews? And his response was, I think they killed a lot more. I think they killed a lot more. You can hear my interviews with John. We have a 4-CD set. It's called The War Against the Jews. We have so much information. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like a catalog, fine. We'll get one to you free of charge. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then I have to remind you, we are primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family or contribute to us or get the various products we carry, and we do carry a line of health products and the Berkey products and Miracle 2 soap and spice products. And we do this all so that we'll have enough money to pay for the radio programs of Radio Time, because we are on radio stations all across America. And some of them cost us, you know, $300 or $400 for a one-hour program. A lot of the programs are a lot less than that, fortunately, or we wouldn't be able to afford what we're doing. But we are reaching people, and if you want to become part of the Radio Liberty family, give us a call. Otherwise, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection, and we'll be back in a moment.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's one of our favorite guests. And Stephen is up at 3 o'clock every morning sending out an email with 10 stories that you're not going to get through regular channels. And let me point out that the media is rigidly controlled in America. It's hard to get the truth, and this is why we always enjoy having Stephen with us to keep us abreast of what's really going on behind the scenes. Stephen, thank you so very much for being with us again tonight.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you.
What are we going to be talking about? What are the 10 stories we should be talking about?
Well, I'd like to combine two stories that may seem to be dissimilar, but tell us where America is going. The first story is about a group of illegal alien advocates that took over the Orange County Congressional office of Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez, because President Obama has not stopped the deportation of illegal aliens, even though the truth of the matter is that he deports very few illegal aliens. Most of the deportations he takes credit for are those individuals who are caught at the borders. Anywhere inside the borders, it's free reign for them. But yesterday, a group of illegal alien advocates took over her office and were taking over congressional offices throughout the country. They believe that it's okay for them to, for illegal aliens to violate our immigration laws, to steal our jobs, take our health care and education, take our welfare, take the jobs that honest Americans should have, and at the same time, not only shouldn't we do anything about this, but we should reward them by being given American citizenship. Now, that's one part of the story. The other part of the story, as you may know, yesterday the University of Connecticut beat Kentucky in the NCAA match March Madness National College Basketball Championship. And after the victory by UConn, the students in in Connecticut rioted in the streets, and they tore up cars, lit bonfires, burned buildings, harmed people, and they just had a riot. Last week, the students at the University of Santa Barbara in California had a street party, which they've had every year for the past five, and every year the students riot and cause great damage to the community of Goleta, the town in which the University of California Santa Barbara is located. So you have three separate stories: students rioting because of a basketball team, students rioting because they have the ability to do so in Santa Barbara, and then you have illegal alien advocates who want to support lawbreakers, and are they themselves lawbreakers? Several people were arrested in the office of Loretta Sanchez and in the other congressional offices that they tried to take over. And the point I'm making about all of this is that American society is coming apart, that the ability of society to have respect for one another, for civil discourse, has gone by the wayside, that whether it's illegal aliens, whether it is students promoting a basketball team, or students just wishing to have a good time on the streets of their college town, what we're finding in America today.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen is certainly pointing out that what we're seeing is a breakdown in the structure of our society, and we see increasing lawlessness. He talks about how suddenly in Philadelphia, and suddenly why, Chris, in the elections in 2008, why the Black Panthers went to the voting booths, and they took baseball bats, and they stood in front of the voting booths, and they swung their bats, and this was a message to the white people, you don't go in and vote. You go in and vote, we're going to hit you. And basically, they intimidated the white population, and most of them were afraid to go into the voting booths for fear that they would be hit with a baseball bat by a Black Panther. And of course, the Bush administration brought charges against the Black Panthers, but Eric Holder, when he came in suddenly in 2009, simply dropped the cases, saying, in essence, boys will be boys. It's unimportant. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the breakdown of our society, the structure of our society. But this is what happens when suddenly a nation turns its back on God. And I really believe that we are in real trouble today. We no longer have a moral foundation. Suddenly our marriages are breaking up. Suddenly 42% of white children are born out of wedlock. 72% of Black children are born out of wedlock. Suddenly we have marriage. It's ordained by God. But of course, it's being totally ignored today. We have suddenly the largest people, number of people in prison per capita in the entire world here in the United States. I mean, why in a nation like this would we have the largest prison population per capita of any nation in the world? Well, very, very simple, because, of course, we've lost our moral foundation here in America. Stephen, go right ahead and pick up the story.
Well, and it goes far deeper than that. In 2004, the baseball bats appeared. In 2009, the attorney general said it's okay to wave bats at people. And then in 2012, in Philadelphia, there was more than a dozen precincts in the city where not a single vote was cast for Mitt Romney for president. And you could see the results. It's kind of like in an election in China or in Cuba or in Russia, where there's only one candidate per office. And the Black Panthers made it clear, and the Attorney General put the punctuation mark on it, that we will not allow free elections in this country. And then the results in Philadelphia in 2012, where there were more than a dozen precincts that had not a single single vote for Mitt Romney for president, just shows that you can intimidate people into suppressing the vote and not voting the way they want to.
Was it they were intimidated, or did they falsify the votes? Because basically, you can rig the elections, especially if they have electronic voting machines, but they can certainly rig elections. They can certainly not bother to count the votes when they count them. How do we know, certainly, at what point in the election process those votes were eliminated? We know they were eliminated, but where were they eliminated? Were they eliminated because the people were afraid to vote, because they said they did not bother to count the votes correctly, or they used voting machines? Do we know?
Well, we don't know for sure, of course. This also happened in a few precincts in Cleveland, where there were not a single vote for Romney for president. And it's my personal belief that it's because of the intimidation. Certainly in Philadelphia, it was very clear white people should not vote if they live in a Black precinct. And that was made very clear in 2004. And then the Attorney General of the United States said, by dropping the prosecution of those who were intimidating white voters, that this is okay. And so white voters got the message very clearly, certainly in the city of Philadelphia. But we have further evidence of a lack of civility and also a lack of respect for the role of government. We know that the Constitution created three separate branches of government: the executive, the judicial, and the legislative.
Right.
And so we have the three co-equal branches of government. Yet the President of the United States has changed the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, which is actually the Unaffordable Care Act. He's changed it 38 times without a vote of Congress and without any challenges to his right to make those changes. He just changed the intent, the timing, the cost, the participation of Obamacare on a whim.
Well, and basically, of course, the Republican leadership, John Boehner, you know, in my estimation, is a phony. He goes right along. He says the right thing. He always does the wrong thing. I think that he is a plant. I think the Republican Party is controlled by just the same people who control the Democrat Party. But the average individual doesn't understand. And there are good Republicans in Congress, but of course they do not have the votes to get rid of the current the House Speaker of the House.
Well, that's correct. There is a movement in the Republican caucus in the House to find another speaker to replace Boehner, and that will probably happen next year. But at this point, we still have the spectacle of Congress, the House, and the Senate passing a bill, whether we like it or not, and the president saying when it doesn't work, instead of going back to Congress to fix it, he's going to make a unilateral decision and no need for Congress. Meaning the president has made it clear that he has a pen and a phone, and he doesn't need Congress. He's made that clear. And while doing this, the general public sees this as, well, why do we have to vote for anybody anymore? Because the president will do what he pleases, as he pleases, and neither Congress nor the courts can or will stop him. So we literally have a dictatorship in Washington, D.C., who claims that the American public is a racist society while he himself is black. And the hypocrisy of the Obama administration and the totalitarian mindset of Barack Obama has shown young people why work, why be responsible or respectful. If you remember, Dr. Stan, about 2 months ago, the president said, now that we have Obamacare, nobody needs to work anymore. They can get free health care, so they could do as they please. They could paint, they could play golf, they could live their dream without any responsibility to society, their families, or themselves. So when you have a president of the United States saying you don't have to work, you have an attorney general that says intimidate at will at the polling places, when you have a president that says that Congress is no longer viable or needed, the general public gets the message. They understand that the message of Barack Obama, of the Democrats, Senator Reid and Nancy Pelosi, that their message is, that we now live in a hedonistic society where government can do anything it pleases for us and to us without any controls or any filters on it to stop it from ruining our economy or making our streets less safe. And indeed, because of the president's fear of terrorists, which has caused him to give in to the terrorists, whether in the Middle East or in Moscow, we now live in a very unsafe country, made totally unsafe by the President of the United States.
I share your concern, Steve. Go right ahead.
Well, when we take all this, we also have to take a look at what we the people have done or not done over the past generation. We have allowed this to move, and again, it's whether it's Republican administrations in Washington or Democrat administrations, we have allowed government to tell us how to live, and we keep voting for people who say that they will make it better for us, and the way most of them mean it, not all, there are some good ones, what they mostly mean is, if the Democrats want to raise taxes by a dollar, we're only going to raise taxes by 50 cents, and then tell the public that we just saved you 50 cents. And it's that type of attitude that too many people have. It's just like there are some Republicans that still believe that they can fix Obamacare. But you can't fix it. You have to destroy it, because it's destroying the health of Americans. It's destroying the research of for the future, and the ability of our society not to become a third world healthcare country, because there is now cases around the country because of Obamacare where some patients have to travel between 100 and 200 miles to get the care they need because their local doctor, who's been treating them for years, are not part of a network approved by the government, and therefore the patients have to travel long distances just to get care when they can get care.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but why aren't the people demonstrating? Why aren't the people concerned? And basically, of course, as long as they're healthy, they're not concerned because everything's just like it was before. In fact, Obamacare works great until you get sick, until you need health care. And at that point, of course, it's going to be a crisis situation.
Well, it reminds me of the story of the cannibals who put somebody into a kettle of water, and the person says, "Well, it's cool in here." And then they light the fire, and little by little it gets hotter and hotter in the kettle until they're cooked. And that's what's happening to the American people. We're allowing them to turn up the heat on us while we should have been jumping out of the kettle and telling them, "No more heat and you're gone." And so we've allowed, on the margins, the destruction of our private lives and our constitutionally and God-given rights, because, well, it's just a little bit here, just a little bit there. So what if the NSA can read my mail? I don't say anything bad. Well, I'll let them read my mail. Well, how is that going to be used?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Stephen Frank. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
And basically, of course, Steve is talking about how suddenly through a very, very gradual process, here a little, there a little, they've gradually taken away our freedom and changed the structure of our society. And suddenly they know exactly what they're doing. They don't want to act suddenly and alarm the American people. They take away a little freedom here, a little freedom there. This is a coordinated effort, ladies and gentlemen. This is a subversive element. So often we're being told, oh, my goodness, you know, look at those terrible communists over there suddenly in the Crimea, why they're threatening the Ukraine. Or they focus our attention certainly on the threat from North Korea that suddenly may get the bomb, or basically the threat of Iran. They tell us that within 2 months, Iran may be able to get a nuclear weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, the threat is not overseas. The threat is not in terrorism. Over there, suddenly we funded the Muslim Brotherhood from its inception in 1928. This whole terrorist movement there in Syria that's killed 150,000 people, all certainly the terrorists over there, are funded with your tax money. They're there. And there would be nobody dead in Syria if we weren't funding it, 150,000 people. We talk over and over and over again about the four people who died in Benghazi. Oh, isn't that terrible? Why don't we talk about the 150,000 civilians killed in Syria, the millions who've been displaced, millions of homes who've been destroyed, millions driven out of the country and living in refugee camps, because they control our reality. And it's about time people understood that the real threat is right here in America. And we're losing our freedom. They keep our attention focused elsewhere, whereas here in America, step by step. They centralize power in government. They certainly do away with the representative government through the COG, so-called Commission on Government or Committees on Government. And basically, the average individual doesn't understand that the threat is not elsewhere. It's right here in America. And we're losing our freedom. And yet the average American is having such a good time with watching the sports and certainly watching television and watching certainly all the wonderful entertainment we have that they really don't understand that, oh, they're taking away our freedom. They know exactly what they're doing. This is a coordinated effort. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Oh, yes. And you have, you mentioned the Middle East. You have Hillary Clinton going around the country saying the major accomplishment of her administration as Secretary of State was getting rid of Mubarak as president of Egypt. And yes, that is true. Clinton and Obama got rid of the president of Egypt, Mubarak. And what did they replace him with? The Muslim Brotherhood, which is beheading women, beating women, terrorizing schools. They have put Clinton and Obama have put terrorists in charge of Egypt because they didn't like the corrupt Mubarak. Well, quite frankly, I'd rather have a corrupt Mubarak in charge of Egypt than terrorists that are killing people in Egypt right now, causing war, causing famine in parts of the country where the where the new regime does not allow food to get into, must be smuggled in. Mubarak never did that to people. And so we have a leadership lack in Washington that people know about. They've watched it on TV. People are not dumb. They've seen Fox News. They've seen even CNN report on some of this. They read the material. They listen to shows like yours. And it's not enough for the American public to say, gee whiz, isn't this terrible? It's our children and grandchildren that are being harmed for their ability to live a great and free future by our society not speaking up against the disrespect by the lawlessness of the White House and the viciousness of the Attorney General.
And I think, really, because you talk about Egypt, certainly under Mubarak. Why? Because the 10% of the population of Egypt was Christian. They were Coptic Christians. Today, the Christian population is down about 1%, thanks to the American foreign policy. And the same thing was true with Assad, Syria. Assad certainly looked after the Christians. There were Jews who were able to live in Syria. The Christian population there was about 10%. And now, of course, we are financing the people who are raping the Christian women. We are financing the people who are raping the Christian women, who are killing the Christians or burning their villages. People who say that they are intent upon destroying Israel. Why would we be backing this terrorist element who is fighting Assad? And then, of course, we tell, well, the communists are on one side, we're on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is orchestrated. When are you going to begin to understand that most of what you read in the newspaper, what you hear on radio, what you see on television is controlled? Your reality is controlled. Start understanding what's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle. There are powerful spiritual forces out there intent upon destroying Western civilization.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Stephen Frank is our, guest this evening. And he puts out a newsletter every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're going to tell you in just a minute how to get in touch with him. But Stephen's just saying that people have to get involved. They have to be involved in the political process. If you're not involved, you're part of the problem. Freedom is lost when good people do nothing. And we still do at least have some element of our elections in America. How many of them are honest? I don't know. But we need to be there. You need to be watching the elections. You need to be there when they count the votes. And if they're not counting them squarely, you need to make a great fuss about this and keep yelling from the housetops about what's going on. Well, Stephen, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly get your newsletter that comes out every morning, and how they can get your website.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. Every morning, as Dr. Stan stated before, at 3 a.m., I publish 10 interesting stories that you won't find in the mainstream media or has been misrepresented in the mainstream media. It's, the website is the California Political News and Views, and the URL is capoliticalnews.com. capoliticalnews.com, and you can go to that website right now, and on the right side of the page you'll see something that says sign up for alerts. That's the newsletter, and just put your email address in there and then hit submit, and at 3 a.m. in the morning you will receive the next edition of the California Political News and Views. If you want to keep up with things, if you want to know what the media doesn't want you to know, California Political News and Views is one of the, I believe, one of the best sources for that, and it certainly will get you thinking about issues you hadn't thought about before.
And, of course, this is free, so the price is right. Get it. And the information is reliable. So we've had Steve on for a long time. His material is sound and basic and vitally important that you understand what's going on, because the media is controlled and you're not getting the truth. And so from regular sources, and so many of the editorials in the newspaper are written by people who are selling you on things that just aren't true. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, that's very accurate. They have a bias in there. In fact, one of the stories I'm doing tomorrow is a story written for the newsletter by a group in Sacramento called Project Truth. A local CBS station in Sacramento did a hit piece on Project Truth having young people and some others distribute literature in the community and on a campus about the pro-life issue in support of babies. And the station talked to people who didn't like the idea of any public discussion of it, of abortion on the college campus, those who felt that this was dirtying up the parking lot of the campus, and those who didn't like being handed literature. Never once did the TV station look to see what the truth of the matter was, that in fact the pro-death people have rallies on campus, classes on campus, distribute literature on campus, and it was a totally one-sided TV spot during the 6 o'clock news by the KOVR. I believe that's the call letters of the station up there in the Sacramento area. And so the media is biased, and we have to go beyond the media. And, in fact, it's really interesting that the San Jose Mercury News, which is a newspaper, I'm sure, Dr. Stan, that you read periodically because it's published not too far from where you live.
It's published actually by the same people who own my newspapers. Go ahead.
Well, looks like the San Jose Mercury News is either going to be bought by a billionaire or it's going to go out of business.
Replacing it for the community if it went out of business, but let's see what happens.
So It would be interesting to see, but I did a story this morning on what's going to happen to the San Jose Mercury, because the people who are going to save it through a digital program have decided against saving it. So now it's going to be up for sale and see if anybody buys it. It had been bought in 2006 for over $700 million, and it's not worth anything close to that today. But that will be an interesting story to watch. But getting back to the main subject, we the people have a responsibility. We just can't be complaining about how bad government is or how government uses and abuses us. We need to be part of the solution. And part of that is getting involved in our local government, city council and school board, or our board of supervisors, try to get the best possible candidates for the state legislature and for Congress. And we need to work with those people then to get them elected. We can't count on others to do it. It's our future, our family's future. Yet we the people always look for excuses not to do something. Well, you know, there's a farmer's market this Saturday. I'm going to do that instead of walking a precinct. Or somebody's coming over who I haven't seen in a while. Oh, take them on a precinct walk with you. But we need to really rev up the action on our side, because what's the left doing? They're taking over congressional offices. They're getting people like Barbara Boxer and Barack Obama elected to office. They are creating the problems of corruption in Sacramento by electing people like Leland Yee and Rod Wright and Ron Calderon. So we need to be speaking up and doing the right thing. Until we do that, my personal belief is we have no right to complain. Whenever I hear somebody complain about the latest legislation passed or the latest tax increase or the latest government regulation, I always ask, what have you done to stop it? What are you doing to be part of the solution instead of waiting for somebody else to do your work? And I'm always surprised. There was there are a lot of opportunities for people to get involved, whether it's making phone calls for a candidate or walking a precinct or writing speeches or brochures for a candidate. Every one of us has some ability that we can use to change government and the government's attitude toward the people of this community, this state, and this nation. But we shouldn't be complaining about it. We should indeed be working toward fixing it.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Well, and once you get past that, you have to make a determination as to what your real goals are. And I think most of your listeners understand that the goal is a government, whether it be local or national, that is run based on constitutional values and the principles of our founding fathers and the law that they left behind. We are a nation that's supposed to be run by the rule of law. Instead, we're being run by the rule of men. And that just brings about Obamacare. It brings about an America that's subsidizing terrorists in the Middle East and is fearful of Vladimir Putin and refuses to stand up to him. So we need to, as a society, make a determination that when we talk to a candidate, ask them directly, what are your values? And listen to them. And if they don't mention anything about the Constitution, you know they don't care about the Constitution. And I do a lot of political work, and I always talk to candidates, and I always ask them, well, what are your values, and where do you get them from? And it amazes me how many tell me about some book they read or some teacher they had or some politician of the day that they admire so much they want to emulate them, and never talk about faith or the Constitution as being the source of the principles that we should be living by, plus having our government work by.
Amen. I certainly agree with you. Go ahead.
And so at some point we do that, but once we get past that, then we have to take a look at educating ourselves to the issues that are facing our community. And we have so many issues, and they and everybody looks at, well, do we have enough energy? Do we have enough water? Is our education process the best it could be? What about health care? We go through all of these issues, and if you talk about them, who controls the energy in this country? Government. Who controls the education in this country? Government. Who controls health care in this country? Government. There's nothing that you can talk about that isn't in some way governed and controlled by rules, laws, or regulations.
And, of course, basically, when America was established, the whole idea was that government was not to be involved. We were to have a free market system. We were to have low taxes. We were not to have regulations that would interfere with the free exchange of goods. And we had a very prosperous society. But if once you raise the taxes, people don't have the money. And, of course, the elite know how to get around paying taxes. The rest of the people pay their taxes, and then they don't have any money to put out for the things that I said it would stimulate the economy. And the more regulations you have, the less production you have. And it is government that is the enemy of freedom. People don't understand that. In countries where they limit the power of government, you have a free and prosperous society. And that was the basis of America's prosperity for already the better part of a couple of hundred years. But go right ahead.
Well, and even this radio show is in ways controlled by the FCC and other government regulations, and the ability to have a free discourse is potentially controlled and stopped by the federal government. There are issues when a TV station wants to buy a local radio station or a newspaper. The government makes the decision whether or not they can do that. It's not up to the economic climate or the private decision of the owners of the property, the newspaper, TV, or radio station. It's up to the government to allow the sale of a media product. And so we have given up everything. There's not a single area of our lives that isn't in some way controlled by government. And my guess is if you ask 20 people on the street, are we a free nation, they will say, well, of course we are. We are a free nation. And they're basing that on the basis that they can elect a city council member or a member of Congress. Well, that doesn't provide freedom. In fact, in many ways, it takes away from freedom.
And I think that people have to understand that basically, especially today, with these COGS, the so-called Commission on Government, that basically, of course, that they are supernatural, that these are massive bureaucracy that are absorbing cities and county governments. And basically, it is not our elected representatives who make the decisions as to what is going on. It is the bureaucrats, the professional bureaucrats in the COGS. Most people don't even know what a COG is. I suddenly get out to your internet and look up COGS, and suddenly there's going to be a wonderful meeting held up in Treasure Island. I think it's on the 3rd of May, put on by our good friends at Freedom Advocates, Michael Shaw, that's going to go into this program. And these are all over California. They're all over country. They're all over the world. Up in the Bay Area and San Francisco area, it involves over 100 different units of government over there. And they've all lost out. They've joined the COG because they get money. But then the COG, then the bureaucracy there, supersedes what the elected representatives can and are allowed to do. I'm sure you're well aware of that problem, aren't you, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Here in Southern California, we have SCAG, Southern California Association of Governments. In the Bay Area, you have ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments. And what's fascinating is that city councils and counties join this voluntarily and then give up their rights to make decisions for their community to an unelected body that may be 30, 40, or 50 miles away that doesn't know the community they're making the decisions for.
But they do this because they get free money. And basically they're putting something, a quarter of $1 trillion into some of these. Here in California, $250 billion. You get all this free money. All you have to do is simply do what we tell you to do.
So, and that's part of the federal government and the state government's budget process, where the government at the state or federal level says, we're going to give you money for transportation or housing or roads or potholes or what have you, but only through your local association of government. So if you're not a member, you're not going to get any state or federal money for that. And that's the biggest part of the problem is the blackmail of the state and federal governments toward local governments, forcing them into these COGS, Association of Governments. And that's the big problem is that Washington passes these bills, and Republicans and Democrats alike vote for them, in effect taking away the right to elect people to the city council or board of supervisors to make decisions for the community, instead giving it to an unelected body. And that creates the bigger issue of who represents you. Is it your city council member or member of the board of supervisors, or is it the COG, the local association of government, that makes the decisions and spends the money, tells your town how much it can spend on various forms of transportation, and then gives them the money for it? Or if they don't belong, tell them you'll have no money and you'll have to get the money on your own. And because government doesn't do that, people will have to do without, which may be a good thing anyway.
And this would be the best thing, ladies and gentlemen, to get out of the COG. Put pressure on your local elected officials to turn down the money and maintain the local control. In the long run, you're going to be a lot better off.
Well, the best story I could tell you, I live in, as you may know, in Simi Valley in Ventura County, and we have a bus system here in town that, except for 9 o'clock in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon during school time, no one uses the bus. And these are big buses roaming all over the city with only a bus driver on it and maybe one or two people. And I asked the previous city manager, how come we have all these buses clogging our streets that have no passengers whatsoever on them? And his answer was, because we got the buses for free from the federal government.
We'll be back in a moment. This is how it all works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it all works, I guess. Stephen Frank, you want to get his material, and you want to understand what's really going on behind the scenes you'll never read about in your local newspaper.
And that's free.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Listen to me, Stephen is simply saying we've got to take a stand. We've got to be involved. Parting thought, and we'll let you go, Stephen.
Well, certainly appreciate being on your show again, Dr. Stan, and I look forward to working with your audiences throughout the state in making this state and this country a God-fearing constitutional government.
God bless and thanks very much. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed Stephen Frank. And again, our telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network out across America. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week. Certainly our evening program is heard on 11 or 12 stations. Our afternoon program, 16 to 18 stations. That's the second hour. But we need your help to maintain this. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war, we are under attack today, and there really are subversive forces working at the highest levels of our government whose loyalty is not to America, but to establishing a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And there's an organized effort to destroy both conventional Christianity and Judaism, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. In fact, I shudder so often when I turn on to a Christian radio program and I hear the music, and I wonder how any rational Christian can listen to that music and not understand that they are destroying our taste for music. And of course, this is ridiculing Christianity. The music, certainly Christian music, great Christian music, is inspiring. Listen to what is on so many radio stations, including even our own radio station. And I shudder when I hear some of the music that comes out of Moody, which we carry on our own radio station. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need, of course, to express my appreciation for those of you who've joined the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for those who haven't, I hope you give serious consideration to becoming part of our team. And basically, of course, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and get the newsletter. Certainly, you can go to our website or get the list of the from a catalog, which we'll send you free of charge. Why? Because you can get the list of all the four CD and four tape sets we have on so many subjects. In fact, I saw somebody today wanted to know the truth about O.J. Simpson. You've never gotten the truth about O.J. Simpson. You don't get the truth about most things. That's what we do at Sydney. Most people don't understand the truth about Adolf Hitler, the fact he escaped and escaped to South America. And certainly we have a wonderful four CD set, Did Hitler Escape? We have the book Grey Wolf, and there are other books out there that Sydney, Hunting Hitler by our good friend Jerome Corsi. But of course, for some reason or other, they just don't want to republish that. I have my suspicions as to why. And then there's another book put out by Harry Cooper. I would recommend that. I've read it. An excellent book on certainly documented without any question. Oh, it shows you the reproductions of all the government documents, FBI documents, other intelligence documents. They knew exactly where Hitler was. They knew where Martin Bormann was. But they didn't want the American people to know that he had escaped. Why did they help Adolf Hitler escape? Because he was deeply involved in the occult, and so were our leaders. And World War II was as phony as a $3 bill. And it was actually fought to bring about this this United Nations. That was the whole idea. We'll have a great war. We'll have the United Nations. We'll establish a world government. And it didn't work out. That's why World War III is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, you need to get the information. There's so much of it available on our website. If you want to know how we financed the Nazis during the war, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. America's Nazi Secret. And if you prefer a 4-CD set, it's The War Against the Jews. It's my interviews with John Loftus. You need to get this information. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Through the prairie, through the ocean, white with hope.